From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A major snowstorm is hitting the Pacific Northwest region today. Hundreds of schools are closed in western Washington and Oregon. The Cascade Mountains could see as much as 3 feet of snow through tonight. Jennifer Mullins is a hardware store assistant manager in Seattle. She says the store is completely out of snow shovels and ice melt, and she says people coming in run the gamut when it comes to liking or hating snow.
Some people absolutely love it, and they're crossing their fingers that they don't have to go to work so they can slide down Denny Hill, and some people are just completely annoyed by it. So you definitely get the extreme.
More than 24 flights in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon have been canceled. Rescuers off Italy's Tuscan coast have suspended their search for more than 20 people still missing from a grounded cruise ship. Rough seas have caused the ship to shift. 11 people are now confirmed dead. If you visit the website Wikipedia today, don't expect to look anything up unless you want information about an anti-piracy bill pending in Congress. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, the site is among several that are staging a 24-hour protest against the legislation.
Wikipedia is joined by Reddit, a site where users post news stories, and the digital culture blog Boing Boing, as well as smaller sites. The protest is against the House's Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, and its Senate version, PIPA. Critics of these bills say they will force internet companies to block access to sites merely suspected of facilitating the theft of digital copies of movies, music, and TV shows, effectively censoring the internet. Google and other large tech companies also oppose the bill, but will not be blacking out for the day. Christopher Dodd, who heads the Motion Picture Association of America, which backs the bill, is calling the blackout a gimmick. He says the bill is about protecting American jobs. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Police in Nigeria say a suspected ringleader of an Islamist sect involved in the deadly Christmas Day bombing of a Catholic church has escaped from custody. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports it appears he was sprung in a shootout between a gang and the police.
This is hugely embarrassing for Nigeria, which is struggling to contain the increasingly sophisticated and bloody campaign of violence the authorities blame on Boko Haram Islamist militants. Kabiru Sokoto is a key suspect in the church attack near Nigeria's capital Abuja on Christmas Day. Sokoto is thought to be a leading member of the anti-Western Islamist group Boko Haram. He was arrested on Saturday in Abuja after being trailed by the police. But a police statement says he escaped in a raid by a Boko Haram gang. President Goodluck Jonathan says he believes members of his government, the judiciary, and the security forces are sympathizers and supporters of Boko Haram. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Stocks are down in Europe today on uncertainty about Greece's finances. This is NPR. Iraq's oil minister, who is the current president of OPEC, plans a trip to Iran tomorrow. He says he'll ask Tehran not to obstruct the Strait of Hormuz, which is the Mideast's most important oil shipping channel. Iran has threatened to do that if other countries impose sanctions on its oil because of its nuclear activities. We asked NPR senior national security editor Bruce Auster if Iran could actually close the strait.
The short answer to that is yes, and that's according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey.
Well, would the U.S. tolerate it if Iran closed the strait?
It would not. The United States has sent a sort of back-channel message to Iran saying this was unacceptable. Publicly, the Secretary of Defense has said that this is a red line that the United States would not expect Iran to cross.
Oil prices have been high, Bruce, for months. Would this have anything to do with Iran?
Absolutely, especially since around Christmas time. The reason is simple, that even the possibility of the strait being closed increases uncertainty, and the markets are all about certainty.
Why would Iran want higher oil prices?
There are two reasons, really. First, if, in fact, it can change the market, it brings in more money because it sells oil. The broader reason is that it's an effort to hurt the United States economy. Iran is basically making the calculation that if other countries are threatening it with its ability to sell oil, it will try to do the same to other countries, prevent them from moving their oil. If that happens, oil prices go up. That could have a direct effect on the United States economy, which, as we know, is very fragile coming off of the recession. And so there is a big incentive for Iran to try to push back at the United States and hurt the American economy.
NPR's Bruce Auster, senior national security editor. Thanks very much, Bruce.
You're welcome.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.